I would like to introduce the 22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schott.
I am a Uper. I love UP.
Gould got it going on now. Big time speed coming in. Goes wide, centers it in front. Schott scores! What a play by Gavin Gould!
And my heart is here.
The Huskies are moving on to the championship game.
Go Huskies.
And now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schott, here is your host, Dirk Hembraugh.
All right, thank you very much. And yeah, I know this has been kind of a last-minute scheduling of this with Coach Schott. Schedules are so busy, and we're just so grateful he's able to step in here for a little while with us. And this is really the last off-season Michigan Tech Hockey update that we'll have. We'll get into the actual Joe Schott Hour coming up the first weekend in October, and happy to have Coach. Welcome back to the studio, and nice to see you again.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk. It's great to be here.
How's your summer going? How was your summer?
Yeah, it was good. We stayed busy and we stayed active. Everybody worked hard. We hit all of our recruiting camps. We stayed aggressive on it. Contrary, you know, I get emails and things. What are you guys doing? You haven't committed a guy in a long time, and we kind of laid out early how we were gonna approach it, and we weren't making a lottery out of this. We have 11 freshmen coming in this year. That's a lot of bodies, but what that does, it leaves you without having to recruit months, unless you're gonna do what we're kind of against, is that stockpiling thing, you know, and make promises that you're not gonna keep. So, we like where we're at right now in the recruiting trail. We banged it out hard. We're putting a lot of time in on it to make sure that we know a lot about who we want. We already met, Chris and I already met this morning. We were all on the road this weekend, and we already met this morning on what we saw and comparing notes, and we're crossing over. So, doing a lot of work to make sure that the guys we bring in here are the guys that we want. We're happy with what we have right now, and we're really happy with what we did last year.
Well, over the weekend, during the football pregame show, we were talking about how the basketball team did the Mount Ripley thing. You guys did the Mount Ripley thing as well, and it's just one of those cool conditioning things that we see around here with the Michigan Tech teams from time to time, and that's a big time workout for the guys.
Yeah, we've done it. We did it last year too. My first year, we have. Can you say hell on the radio?
Sure.
we have Hell Week. We call it that first week that we get at it pretty good. That's how we culminate it. We break up our group into teams is how we do it. We pick teams up. The kind of leadership core in the team divides the team up equally and has a draft, and we pick teams and we go at it and compete all week long. And at the end of the week, we kind of give a little prize to the winners, which we haven't done yet. We have to do it. The guys don't even know who won that week yet. But we end it with that, and it's we do a few trips up Ripley and on timed, and it's as a group that you go up. And anyways, the basketball team did the exact same thing after us. And I didn't go this morning to coffee with Luker. Normally we have coffee in the morning every morning, and I didn't get there. I was in talking to Brooksy because we had the radio show and stuff. But we did a little bit on Friday I just want to, he wants to know how our guys did. I want to know how he guys, but we're really happy. Our conditioning level is great. Our guys continue their track A work into the off season. There's good separation, which is what we want between the freshmen, and the upper class. We have freshmen that are in good shape, but they should not be at the level of what our, sure, of what our upperclassmen are at, and as a whole they're not, which is good. I think that in that regards, I think Tyler's done a great job. I think our guys have done a great job, and now it's a matter of what we can do on the ice.
Do you notice from the freshmen coming in every year, Coach, are you able to see them a little wide-eyed when they realize that they're not where they need to be yet? I'm seeing the upperclassmen and how in shape they are.
Yeah, but we did have a couple of guys come in early this year. They came in and lifted early and took some classes early in the summer and got acclimated. And you can tell that they did that. So that was a great thing for them to do. But you should see that. I mean, you want to look at it. If a guy comes in, he holds his own with your upperclassmen, you want to be looking, saying, well, that's a specimen. That kid is a rock. Mm-hmm. Brian Hallinan. I mean, Brian Hallinan is a rock. I mean, this guy's he's got a great body on him. He's strong. He's powerful. And then you say to yourself, wow, that kid, you know, he has a chance to step in and maybe do some things right away if his on ice can match his off ice. But there should be that. You know what? I've been, again, fortunate enough to be at this a long time, was around several teams that won national championships at this level. And that's what you see. That's kind of the gauge you need to use. Last year, in our first year, we did some of this, this preseason aggressiveness. We were really impressed with our freshmen. You know, this year I'm really impressed with our upperclass and how they came back.
Well, it's getting close to the season, Coach. We're less than a month away to the Duluth home opener, and it's going to be very exciting. I know season tickets went well this summer. People are already talking about that first weekend. And, when do you start looking at Duluth as far? I know we're still a long ways out.
In May.
Yeah.
In May. No, seriously. I said to our guys on Saturday, we had a little skate, and I told them before I left town, I said, I want you guys to make sure that you're looking at this way. We want Duluth to go in. They play a series before us. Mm-hmm. That's the tough part. Mm-hmm. The tough part is that they play a series, and it has less impact when that happens later in the year because you know what you have. Maybe you need the rest. Maybe you need to shore up injuries. That first weekend of the year when someone's playing before you are, you know, it's a little bit, they're going to have a couple of games in. They're going to have corrections. They're going to, you know, go through some learning curve stuff that we're not going to have an opportunity to do. But looking at that, we want them to win both games. We want Duluth to win both games. I told our guys that. We want them to absolutely put a beating on Minnesota and come in here as the number one ranked team in the country. That's what we want, so we can really get at it and see where we're at and then develop our baseline and go from there. So we're preparing hard to try to be ready for them to there's a lot of things. We did beat them last year in the tournament in Duluth in the icebreaker in the championship game. I think they have respect for our program. We certainly have respect for their program. So, but we're getting ready for that first weekend. That's what we're doing. And we want to make sure that we're prepared to go out there and give our guys a chance to play the best that we can play.
Absolutely. Coach Sean is with us, Coach Joe Sean from the Michigan Tech hockey team. And we're going to be joined by Josh Mittner somewhere around the top of the hour as we'll chat a little bit more about the golf outing that is coming up this weekend. But I know we're bouncing all over the place, Coach, but that's
good. Go ahead. Let's dribble.
Zach Hill recently brought on the staff at Michigan Tech. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah,
hire.
Mikey, we talked to Mikey. I used to beat him up a little bit about it. Mikey Stevens, he was here since I was here. Great kid. I watched him grow in that position as our hockey ops guy. And Mikey fell in love to a wonderful, wonderful girl, Noelle. And she's in Chicago. She's a school teacher there. Her family's there, Italian family. And to make that relationship work, it was either her come here, which, you know, mothers don't leave home, boys do leave. And so Mikey made the venture to make, you know, to try to get his life going in that regard. So it created an opening for us. And we went through an interview process with several people, and Zach offers what we want in the community that we want. And he's working hard at it, doing a good job. And he'll be put to the fire here when we start getting our video banged out. But we've been pushing him pretty hard to develop a quick learning curve to get him up on speed, and he's done a great job. Mikey spent a little bit of time with him at the end as well, so I know Zach will do a great job for us, and he's working hard. He's been in there now for a few weeks and getting at it pretty good.
We haven't seen much as official releases, but can you talk at all about the training position over at Michigan Tech, or is that something?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, no, we Brian Brewster left.
Right, we know that.
Yeah, he went with. He went with Mel to Michigan, felt that was best for his career opportunities. And I guess I'm not going to, Suzanne's probably, Dr. Sandberg's probably at the office saying, don't say it. So we have it worked out. There's something in place. We're happy with what's worked out. I think the individual that's in with us right now is going to do a great job. I don't know if I can say anything on it because I don't know if contracts have been signed or things
right.
like that. So
that's why I brought it
but
up, so.
But it's local and it's and we're excited about it. So And it's a hockey, there's hockey experience there, so we're good with that.
Let me ask you, go back to the team coach. I know the guys have been skating. I know there are a couple hours on the ice with you. Defense is obviously the big question mark, I guess, coming in with so many young guys coming in. So far, do you like what you see?
I do. I like our group right now. I like what we have to work with. Any weaknesses and things we have will be because of coaching. And what I mean by that is our guys are giving us what they have. They're giving us their intention. The culture's good. The work ethic's good. I think it's going to be how we acclimate and how we develop and how we grow. And that's kind of the model that we work with here. Our deal is to get better every day. And it's not lip service. That's really what all we ask of our group is to grow and that comes with the staff and the team. And that's just a constantly evolving deal. As we learned last year, everybody saw that last year at the beginning it was, two steps forward, two steps back, three, that was all their talk. And it was, mm-hmm. Is he ever going to change? But that's what it is. It's a constant growth pattern of getting better and you're welcoming mistakes. You're welcoming, you're inviting that. You want that. You have to have it. You have to grow from adversity. It's the only way you grow. Things just don't go smooth. You have to go through things, to get better in anything you do. You have to build that foundation and so we're working on that. What we have done this year, I know you've talked explicitly about defense, but we've really, really gone after the competition factor of getting our numbers up so that we have good competition. When I came here my first year, our numbers were really good. Uncomfortable for players, uncomfortably good. With some very good players that were battling to get in the lineup at that time, Tyler Hainan and Malcolm Gould, Max Vallas, Blake Kiedla. I can go on. Walker Hyland. A lot of really, really good players battling, and a lot of them, 8 or 9 of them. Then we got to the point where we only had, a couple forwards sitting out each night, and a defense or two sitting out each night. So you can't really work with them that much on developing because you burn them out. We've really worked on getting our depth up, and that'll make an uncomfortable situation for everybody. It's much easier just to go with this and say, okay, that's what we have, and to say, well, these injuries are putting us, to make excuses why you're not having success. Or you can really, live what you preach and say, let's get after this and let's have some depth here and let's all of us get better and compete. And we have that at every position. Defense, we need it drastically. I'd love to have one more D. We have 9 right now on the roster. I'd love to have one more D just to even push it that much more. We have, right now, Keegan Ford has not been cleared to play. He's practicing, non-contact for the most part, because of his injury that he had last year, that ended his year at Christmas time and the subsequent surgery. From that on, we don't have, sophomores, our highest, athletically. I believe that, Todd Killinan would be a junior academically, but a sophomore athletically. Sure. So we have a lot of youth back there that we're working with. So that's going to be our Achilles heel. I beat up that question pretty good, but that's our Achilles heel is going to be defense. Which we hope turns into our strength. We think we have good talent back there, good puck moving ability back there. We think we have good intelligence back there. We need to continue to work on our aggressiveness, because we don't have a lot of, 6'3" bodies. To us, possession and puck movement, things like that, that's been our ticket. The 5'11" Mitch Renkes, the 5'11" Mark Ox, those guys. And then you throw in there the 6'2" Dane Burks and guys like that. But Shane Hanna, 5'11" ish. So we've lived off of that puck moving type of model and our swarming type of style, and we're going to continue to do that. We're working with those guys, developing them. But as I think that as our team goes, our defense will go as that group develops and earns its stripes and moves on. Much like when Shane Hanna and Leibinger and Watson and all those guys came in together, that whole group, and then the next year, they were sophomores, and then Matt Roy came in. So, you know, we were pretty fortunate here. We're in that same mode again. You'd like to have your classes more balanced. It hasn't been that way since I've been here, and it's tough to do that when guys sign, and you know, you just keep moving ahead and you work with what you have.
But you talk about the inexperience of the D, but you do have four guys back there, including Keegan Ford, who's not cleared yet, that have a substantial amount of game time.
Yeah, we got that in last year. Yeah. So we have some experience back there. Special teams will be a big thing. Right. You know, we're looking for three of the guys that moved on, Renke, Burks, and Ock, were really the three pivotal guys on our power play, running our power play back there, which will be a big deal. I think we can, you know, work the penalty kill side of it. Cooper Watson's shown some great gains in size and strength and competitiveness and things like that. Todd Killinan looks great, as he always does, with his strength and things like that. So, I think we have that compete in a few of our guys back there. Power play is something that we're going to have to make sure. That's a big part of the game. You have to be able to score goals. So, but again, I think that as our team, I think at forward, we have some good strength and some good depth. And I think that'll be easier to bring along our forwards in all aspects of the game, transition and forecheck, things like that. We'll be able to bring that group along a little bit quicker probably than our defense. It's going to take a little bit more time back there.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more of Joe Sean, and when we come back, we'll hope to have Josh Bittner, assistant coach for the men's basketball program, talking about the big golf outing that is coming up, and it's right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
John D. We'll see mostly cloudy skies occur today with a high of 68 and west winds at 5 to 10 becoming north this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, patchy fog developing, low around 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 58. Northeast winds blowing at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 45. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of some rain by late in the day. High on Wednesday, 60 degrees. This is Mix 93 meteorologist, John D.
Direct from Hollywood with Ryan Seacrest.
The rivalry between Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears is one of the most legendary in pop music history. But was it real? Christina sat down with Jimmy Kimmel and the topic of social media came up. She mentioned how there is definitely a positive side for artists, explaining, "It squashes beefs. I've never seen women come together more. When I was coming up, everyone considered there to be a Christina-Britney rivalry. But if we had social media back then, we probably would have just done a song together." When Jimmy suggested it's not too late, she added, "Hey, I'm down. If her reps say it's okay." Ooh, big news. Could happen. Stand by.
That's direct from Hollywood.
Okay, so you've spent all summer jonesing for episodes of This Is Us. It is the show that always surprises. But Tuesday, September 25th, TV's number one drama is back, and the biggest surprises are yet to come. You won't want to miss the unforgettable premiere of This Is Us. Tuesday, September 25th on NBC.
This Is Us is TV's number one drama for a reason. It's the one show that always surprises us, and the biggest surprises are yet to come. Tuesday, September 25th is one you don't want to miss. This Is Us returns with a very special episode. Jack meets Rebecca for the very first time. Be there from the very beginning and see how this epic family story began. Don't miss the season premiere of This Is Us right after the return of The Voice. Tuesday, September 25th on NBC.
Fall into great savings at Pabst Foods and Festival Foods. Dole head lettuce, 99 cents. Frito-Lay multi-pack chips, 20 count, $5.99. Certified Angus beef semi-boneless ribeye, $0.99 a pound. Whole boneless pork loin, $1.68 a pound. And fresh boneless family pack pork chops, $1.88 a pound. Shop and save at Pabst Foods and Festival Foods. The quality you want, the savings you need, and the service you deserve.
We call this place home. We're keenly aware that we live in a rare and extraordinary neck of the woods, with places to roam along rambling coastlines, down white carpet snow trails, or through mosaic fields of wildflowers. Your feet move you to places that move your spirit. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center is equipped with the knowledge and experience to get you there with healthy feet. Where will your feet take you? Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Hi, I'm Bob from Bissonette Sonvac. Are you done with buying junky vacuums? Here's the answer. Our vacuums have great warranties, some as long as 10 years. All local service, no shipping. Better parts and longer life means less hassle for you at Bissonette Sonvac in Houghton.
The Portage Health Foundation's Flood with Love initiative is investing in the support of the community's mental health after the Father's Day flood. By partnering with Dial Help, the Portage Health Foundation is striving to support the mental health needs of the community. If you or anyone you know is struggling and needs help, please call 482-HELP. The staff at Dial Help is able to provide you with support and get you connected to services and resources. To learn more about services available, go to dialhelp.org.
Ericsson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply needs to make room for Muck Boots. 2018 fall and winter order arriving soon. Take advantage of Ericsson's closeout prices on over 40 discounted styles. Men's, women's, and kids' boots, all at must-go prices. Only at the area's largest Muck Boot dealer, Ericsson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, here on town.
Hey, listen up. During Aaron's Fall Fest, prices are falling on select furniture, electronics, and appliances. Plus, with just $10, you can get started leasing to own washers and dryers, refrigerators, TVs, and more. From brands like Philips, Samsung, and LG. And of course, there's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Come on, $10 gets you started from September 14th to 17th at participating stores and online during Aaron's Fall Fest.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This is the Dirk Side.
The best mix on your radio.
Mix 93, WKMJ FM, Hancock.
The Dirk Side. Dirk Side.
Welcome back, and we are having a Michigan Tech hockey update with Joe Sean right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We told you that Josh Bittner, assistant coach for the men's basketball team, would join us, and golly gee, here he is with us by phone. Good morning, Bits. How's it going?
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking some time with us today, and we just wanted to get you in here because you and Coach Sean and Coach Luke and everybody else between the two programs putting together this inaugural Michigan Tech men's basketball hockey golf outing this Saturday. And you and I were talking last week a little bit, Bits. Already some a pretty good amount of teams signed up for this.
Yeah, for the first year, and kind of getting a little bit of a late start on it. We got pretty good numbers. I think we're at least 18 teams already, and hopefully we'll get a few more here in the last week. It's a good, if you want to call it a starting block, to get this thing going and try to get it big for the future.
So something you want to do every year. Can you talk a little bit about the money and what it's for? I was thinking it was to help out the programs. Is there anything else involved here too?
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely trying to help both programs out, but also a percentage of it's going to go to the Father's Day flood, help the community a little bit also. So help both teams and help out the Copper Country because people are so important in supporting Michigan Tech athletics and both teams. So it's a way to give back also.
And Coach Sean, you thought this is a great idea too.
I think it's a great idea. It's going to be a lot of fun. Morning, Bits. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, Coach?
It's going well, pal. But yeah, it's good. It's something that we were just over coffee in the morning. I think Luker had it on his mind to do something like this, and it is late in the year. So as Bit said, it was a little bit of a late start. So how can we get the numbers? I said, let's go together on it. Let's put our both programs together and get your supporters and get our supporters in and get the athletes involved and kind of tied in with meeting the athletes a little bit. We talked about and. There's going to be athletes on each team, assigned to each team. And it's amazing how competitive people are. I got people asking me about, hey, can you put this player on my team? That they know who hangs around the golf course. They know who can golf. So, but it's a lot of fun. And as Josh said, there's proceeds going to benefit the relief program, the Father's Day flood. So it's a no-brainer. It's good unity between the programs, some programs in the athletic department. And everybody's jumping together to try to help and make things work.
So, Bits, how is this going to work? So, people should get a three-person team together, right? And then they will be assigned either a men's basketball player or a hockey player?
Yep, we're giving them the option to pick a hockey player, a basketball player as their fourth. I think between me and the hockey coaches, we're going to have our best golfing athletes join them. So I know we have a couple kids in our team that are okay, and I know the hockey's got quite a few. So they'll get a chance to play 18 holes with one of the student athletes to really have a kind of a special experience to get to know them for that long. That's going to be 3-4 hours of spending quality time with them, and all the other athletes that are not golfing will be on the course. Some of them will be doing some games on particular holes, maybe a gambling hole, hit the green or not. They'll be around the course doing check-in at the holes, introducing themselves. So that was one of the key things, was just trying to let people in the community have access to the athletes and really get a chance to get to know them and see how good of kids they are.
Well, and I think that's something that you, as coaches, not that it's your fault, but you guys take for granted that you guys get to hear all these wonderful stories of these kids all the time, or you know it as you're bringing them in as recruits. But a lot of times these fans don't get the inside story, or at least right from the athlete themselves. And I think it's wonderful sitting down with these kids and you know, hearing what else they like other than basketball or hockey, and getting kind of their whole background.
Oh, 100%. And it's great for the kids to get out there also and get to know the people that are, a lot of these people golfing are ones that support our programs and are a big part of the success of that. So it's good for both the hockey and basketball athletes to get a chance to know people in the community also. And I think once they get comfortable with each other, that just strengthens the relationship between the community and the fans and our program. So
yeah, and I think it goes without saying, like any successful program you're around, if you're around a successful program, what you're finding is that there is good integration. You know, you hear a lot of stories here. Guys come back and they talk about how they used to go to Ace Lucchese's place for chicken barbecues. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike Zook and those guys talk about it, and those types of things. You'll find that on successful programs, they were involved. Like there wasn't many. Everybody knows each other. They come back to town and they're visiting old friends that, you know, that they went to their house to eat, or they did this with them, or, you know, spent Christmas with them, or whatever it is. So you find that, and this is just, you know, this is part of getting people to know each other so they can do that and can develop friendships, because a lot of these guys are going to come back and spend a lot of time in this area. It's a great area to come back after your professional career. It's a great area to spend your summer. It's a great area to do a lot of things. Spend your winters. You know, it's a great area to enjoy the winter months. So it's good to create avenues and venues for that to occur, for these people to get to know each other, and you know, and they develop lifelong friendships.
All right, so Bits, you're still taking reservations, right?
We are. We will take them. If you want to play, just make sure you contact me or sign up at the ticket office so that we're prepared for you.
Okay.
In terms of food and carts and all of that, we'll take them yet this week. And even if you just want to let me know that you're coming to play, we'll get it set up so we have an athlete ready for you. We have your carts ready. We have food ready for you. You can pay Saturday at the course. That's not an issue. Just make sure, we would like that you let us know a few days in advance so that we're prepared for you.
Now the cost,
but yeah, we'd love to have some more teams.
The cost is $250 per team, and that's 18 holes of golf. You get a golf cart with that too, right?
Yep, they get the carts, they get the golf. We're going to have some pizza for you mid-round as a lunch during mid-round, and then there'll be a little dinner after. And we got some decent prizes, so it should be a good day.
Hey, Bitch, you can sign my wife up. She's got a team, and she told me this weekend that she's in.
Perfect. I'll get her on the list.
Josh Bittner's number is 906-487-2594. That's 487-2594. Give them a call and let them know that you have a team that you want to enter into this. This is the inaugural basketball, hockey, golf outing. It's coming up this Saturday. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning, shotgun start, and the Huskies will be they will be assigning either a men's basketball player or a hockey player to your team. So get three people together for the team, and they'll assign. I think it's a great idea, Bits, and we appreciate your time. Hope people get signed up. Do you have anything else, Coach, for him?
No, I'm just looking. Some people are texting me some things, so I got, and I didn't bring my glasses in to see, so I can. I think I'm supposed to be saying some other things here. So,
do you want me to read it for you?
No, not on the air, because one of them's for my wife.
Okay. All right. Well, Bits, thanks again, and hopefully we can get more people signed up. But already, over 18 teams it looks like signed up. And again, the number to call 487-2594. And really quick before you go, Bits, talk a little bit about. You know, you guys are starting to wrap up here pretty quick with the season.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. The guys, we only get a few hours a week right now, but they're working hard, and we got some good young guys. We got a lot of guys back, so we're excited. There's high energy and a lot of optimism for the season. So,
all right, Bits, thanks a lot. Again, call Josh Bittner to get signed up, 487-2594. Thanks, Bits, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Dirk.
That's Josh
Bittner. Have a good one, Coach.
All right, Josh Bittner right there on Mix 93. We'll take a break. Here's your weather forecast brought to you by Menards. Save now during the fall catalog sale at Menards. Save on lawn and garden tools, roofing, siding, doors and windows, paint, lumber, and much more. Save big money at Menards.
John D.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies occur today with a high of 68 and west winds at 5 to 10 becoming north this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, patchy fog developing, low around 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 58. Northeast winds blowing at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 45. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of some rain by late in the day. High end Wednesday, 60 degrees. This is Mix 93 meteorologist, John D.
Good morning, this is the Newsbeat. A one-car crash on Saturday left one person injured. The vehicle driven by 25-year-old Allison Denemy of Barraga lost control of her car and went into the ditch, struck a large tree. Denemy was the only occupant of the vehicle at the time. Denemy had to be extricated from the vehicle using the Huron Town Fire Department Jaws of Life. Denemy was then taken to Portage Health System for treatment of her injuries and was later admitted. The Sheriff's Department says the incident occurred Saturday on Massey Road near Lake Tilla Road in Chassel Township. Assisting the Sheriff's Department at the scene were the Michigan State Police, Chassel Fire Department and First Responders, Huron Town Fire and Rescue, Mercy Ambulance, and Superior Service Towing. Denemy was wearing a seatbelt at the time. Alcohol is not suspected. Bank on the go with the Range Bank mobile app. Range Bank has the banking technology you love, including online and mobile banking, bill pay, mobile deposits, and their convenient online home mortgage application. Visit Range Bank at rangebank.com or at one of their convenient locations in Houghton, Calumet, and Lake Linden. Range Bank, your community bank since 1887. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Attention Semco customers, make improvements to your home, increasing its energy efficiency and curb appeal, plus you can qualify for great rebates. Get money back now. You'll save on utility bills in the future. Qualifying WeatherShield Energy Star rated products with help from Keweenaw Glass and Door. Rebates of $20 per window. $100 rebate on patio doors, $250 on entry doors. Products must be Energy Star rated. See Keweenaw Glass and Door, your local WeatherShield dealer on Pine Street, Calumet for details, or call 337-GLASS.
Join us for Your Feet, Your Health with Dr. Daniel Reminga from Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton every Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. To submit a question to Dr. Reminga, go to northernfootcare.com.
A ride to the harbor isn't complete without a stop at the Laughing Loon. You'll find a great selection of gifts of native origin, including unique clothing designs, Stormy Cromer hats, greenstone, agate, and datolite jewelry by Keweenaw Silversmith, and sales throughout the summer. Check out Patchwords Books in the Laughing Loon, featuring children's local history novels and field guides, plus much more. Stop at the Laughing Loon in Copper Harbor.
Goodwin Motors, U.S. 41 south of Michigan Tech, providing quality pre-owned vehicles and service to Copper Country residents for over 54 years. In the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle? We're looking for that special model? Stop at Goodwin Motors, U.S. 41 south of Michigan Tech, online at goodwinmotorsup.com.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi. Your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay. I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat yeah, freak yeah.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/try. That's ZipRecruiter.com/try. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
That second and a half of Dead Air was brought to you by Mitch Lake. Hey, everybody, thanks for being with us. On the Michigan Tech Hockey Update with head coach Joe Schaum. We only have a few more minutes left. Let's get one question in here that we have one sent in. Coach, here's the question. This reader says, I've read the Daily Mining Gazette's feature articles on the incoming freshmen, in which most of them are articulated a desire to win a WCHA or NCAA championship. However, you stress the process, getting better every day over outcome. How do you plan to get your freshmen on board?
It doesn't sound like I have to. It sounds like they are on board. You know, if the end result is what your vision is on, you're losing track of life, I think. We have to focus on every day, and we really have to. I just firmly believe when you get into people, fast is slow, and we have to articulate and develop those relationships. We have to work with every individual person. If we're looking at you know, if our whole thing is on winning, we'll go backwards. We'll go backwards as a program. Those things take care of themselves. But again, the easiest way to liken it is you can't shortcut the process. You can't, the process isn't the word. You can't shortcut the day to day. You can't just all of a sudden be a great person. You know what I mean? You have to, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. There's parenting, there's grandparenting. There's no shortcut when it comes to people. And you can't just all of a sudden say that everything is on the end result when you come to athletics. When really athletics is the greatest, you know, I heard an analogy one time. I probably talked about this before. Now I'm going to get on a Joe Schaum roll like when I talk to the kids. But there's things you can't cheat at. You can't cheat at farming. You know what I mean? You just can't. Natural laws and paradigms evolve. And this is, you got to plant, you got to burn, you got to, you know, you got to sow, you got to cultivate, you got to fertilize, and then you got to pray that you have water. So faith comes involved in it, that you get enough water, and then maybe you'll get a crop. Maybe. Now, these are farmers that, you know, your life is dependent on that. Maybe you'll get a crop. Maybe you'll get a disaster that'll wipe you out. And then you need to rely on other people to help you through those hard times. But you can't shortcut it. Athletics is that. Athletics is the one beauty in life, in my opinion. Like, in honesty, I hate to say this because I'm in the business of it, but in education, you can shortcut it in a lot of ways. People can literally now get degrees online. They can get a degree without ever attending a class. And there has to be so many checks and balances in that to make sure that person's doing the work and all that. But I'm sure that there's people who find ways to cheat on everything. You know what I mean? Athletics, you can't cheat. It's mano-mano. It's person against person. It's team against team. You can't cheat it. So you can't shortcut it. It really follows the, you know, the laws of farming, that you have to put every attention to detail in it. And then maybe you get a crop. You know what I mean? Maybe you win the championship. That to me, in my simple brain, my simple UP brain, that's what makes sense to me, that I don't put that pressure on them. And what does that do to the guys that aren't playing, the guys that aren't in the lineup? And what we do is we believe in it so much that we've upped our numbers so that, and our whole deal is get everybody better, get the guys that are in the lineups not better. I mean, get them better so that they force the other guys to get better. And if they can take a place, you know, and it follows those laws, and you can't preach it and act like you're living it you know, like the one disappointing thing in the Urban Meyer situation for me, I shouldn't really probably be talking about another coach, but the one disappointing is that I read a great book on him, the integrity, the accountability, the things that they hold at Ohio State. A lot of things were magical that you'd put in your team. And then when he got on the spot, I don't care about the other stuff, but when he got on the spot, where he was asked a question, the easiest thing would be to say, I'm not talking about that. But he said, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a sometimes thing. Character is an all-time thing, and I have huge respect. I'm not dishing Urban Meyer. I'm saying that we all have to live it. He lives it. We have to live it, and you can't live it by always looking at the end result. You live it by getting in the trenches daily. Our guys are obviously on board. They want the end result. It's our job to teach them that end result comes through with this individual called the process or the day-to-day things, the growth that has to occur. And again, another long answer, but poor team, right? Because this is stuff they listen to all the time from me. You know, these are the talks that we have all the time. It's not about, about the winning stuff. You know, this is what it's about.
No, we love it. Hey, Coach, so what's going on with the team now? I know you're on the ice for a certain amount of time a week. You got a few more weeks until the season opener against Minnesota Duluth. What is the process right now as far as getting ready for that home opener?
Well, we develop from the defense on out, so that's where we start with, our defensive side of the game, make sure that's intact and integrate offensive structure to it. The offense is what the guys love to do. The defense is what the guys don't love to do. That's the hard part. That's the weight room part of it. You know, that's where you have to work together and have synergy and have everybody working together. Offense gets a little bit more individual. You're relying on that a little bit more. So we work on that out and then tie it into a tire transition game from offense to defense into that and get our special teams involved in all the details. But we start from our goal on out, our defense on out, our defensive play on out, and then we work in reverse. So I know we do have to, before we get there, talk a little bit about the Blue Line.
Yeah, I was going to mention that the Blue Line Club is always open to new members, new tiers this year.
Yeah.
And if you think you can go to, is it bluelineclub.com?
Yeah, I know you can go on the website.
Okay.
You can go on the website.
Or Michigan Tech Huskies.
Yeah, MichiganHuskies.com. But the Blue Line Club, along with Gary Cruz, has just spent a lot of work in restructuring that to try to invite growth into that group. It's a great group. We have luncheons. We have activities. It's a hardworking, fun, supportive group for the hockey team that has a deep passion for what we do. They've got their own suite now down in the end that they've redecorated and painted. It's going to be right below the band, and that's open to Blue Line members for people that sign up. It's a great thing. It's a great organization to be part of. If you want to be involved in the hockey team and what they're always looking for is new ideas. So people that get excited about the hockey team and want to be involved in things and have ideas on how, hey, let's do this, or is this possible, or whatever, we'd love them to join that. So go to Michigan Tech Huskies, I believe, .com,
right,
and learn more about the Blue Line Club. It's a great group to be part of. I fully endorse and support it and enjoy those people a great deal.
Coach, we can't thank you enough for your time today. We love chatting with you about Michigan Tech hockey, and next time we chat with you, it'll be a week or two before the start of the season. Are we allowed to talk about, will there be an intra-squad game?
There is an inter-squad game. I
on the 5th or
think
6th?
It's on Saturday,
okay,
the week before we play Duluth. So, it'll be a fun time. It'll be a good chance for us to get a look at our guys. We really like the group. Mm-hmm. We really like the group. They came in shape. The mood is great. There's a lot of excitement in the locker room and things like that. So it's always a molding process. But I really like the direction we're going. We have a lot of leaders. That'll be an announcement that we'll be announcing probably later today. Our captains for the year. So we have resolved that and got the team involved. Wants them to spend a little bit of time together before they made their decision as well.
Picture day today, right?
Picture day today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Are you coming over?
I'm gonna try to get
over. Come
over
for the picture. Yeah.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. I'll talk to you real soon.
Great. Thanks.
Head Coach Joe Schaub for the Michigan Tech Hockey Program. Thanks again to Josh Bittner from the Michigan Tech Men's Basketball Team joining us. And don't forget about the golf outing coming up on Saturday. Contact Josh Bittner by going online at MichiganTechHuskies.com.